What are some skillful ways to deal with anger and resentment? One of the best ways I've found is with the reminding oneself or asking the question when anger, aversion, resentment comes up. Is it really worth it? And that, because I mean, because sometimes you know we are so convinced of our rightness or or the wrongness of somebody else, so then we can be angry and resent them. But internally, it's always painful. There's no way that you can have anger and resentment and feel peaceful and happy. It doesn't work like that. The mind just can't work like that. So that to really make that clear and say, is it really worth it to hang on to this? Who is going to benefit from this anger? And of course, the first person who doesn't benefit is ourselves. I mean, we're not only are we angry at somebody else, we're torturing ourselves. I mean, it's a losing proposition. The Buddha gives some wonderful illustrations when we hold anger in our minds, he said it's like throwing dust into the wind, or it just blows right back in your face immediately. It's like somebody spitting up into the air. It just comes back down. Why do I do this? So it's really starting to see the absurdity or the a painful aspect of that anger and resentment. One of the classic teachings of how to deal with anger and resentment is to cultivate loving kindness. And I remember when I first practicing, and of course, when there's all sorts of stuff going on, all sorts of emotions, and then dealing with ill will, and then you read the teaching, the countermeasure is loving kindness, and it never worked for me. It's like what I did find helpful was starting to investigate the underlying reasons, or why am I angry? Why am I averse to this? And starting to recognize views and opinions behind it, in a sense of there's a view, an opinion, a bias that one is holding. That's a, it shouldn't be like this, or it should be like that, if it were only like this. And of course, when we hold to a view really strongly, then there's always something going to come along to upset us. So that really learning how to relinquish that holding to views and not getting trapped by them.